Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Let's take a look at the Halloween weather forecast today. Check in with meteorologist Dan Holliday and get the latest. Dan?
Good morning. It is another cold start to the day for us with temperatures running well below average for this time of year. And as clouds thicken up, we'll see a chance of light rain by late morning into the afternoon, our high 43. Cloud cover sticks around this evening for trick-or-treating. Our temperature near 40 when kids are going door-to-door, then clearing overnight down to 36. Partly cloudy, 62 tomorrow. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Right now in Wichita, we have a cloudy sky. It's 33 degrees. Now that the special counsel, Robert Mueller, has made his first move in the Russia probe, many are wondering, what's next?
Former Trump advisor George Papadopoulos cut a plea deal, admitting he lied about relationships with foreign nationals he believed had close ties with senior Russian officials.
Lying to the FBI is never a good thing. If you're in trouble for any reason, the first thing your lawyer tells you is, either don't say anything at all, or whatever you do, don't lie to the FBI.
Larry Sabato with the University of Virginia Center for Politics says the plea deal suggests there might be more trouble ahead for people associated with the Trump campaign. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
Wichita police responding to the report of a shooting. This was in the 1900 block of West MacArthur early Sunday morning.
Upon arrival, there was a large gathering of individuals at a party. A 23-year-old male victim was located with a gunshot wound to his upper body. The victim was transported to an area hospital in critical condition for medical treatment. I do not have any suspect description at this time.
Officer Charlie Davidson says anyone who was at the party is asked to contact the Wichita Police Department or give an anonymous tip to Crime Stoppers 267-2111. Officials at the Wichita Airport not waiting for snow to do a snow rodeo. They're planning an event today practicing snow removal operations. There might be a few snowflakes today, but not any snow. The event starts at 10 o'clock this morning. We'll go for a couple of hours, trying to give staff time to train without the added stress of actual snow on the ground. There will be some intermittent closures on the two parallel runways, but that's not expected to cause any airport closure nor any traveling delays for the public. Major League Baseball, the Houston Astros, just one win away from capturing their first championship.
55 years ago, the Houston Astros were the Houston Colt 45s, their first season in Major League Baseball, like everyone thereafter, without a World Series title. But the city of Houston, just one victory away from celebration like never before. Thanks to Sunday night's roller coaster ride of a 13-12 comeback victory and 10 innings over the Dodgers, the Astros can win the World Series later tonight here in Los Angeles. Astros starting pitcher will be Justin Verlander, who has a perfect 9-0 record since he was acquired by the team in late August. The Dodgers will start Rich Hill, a pitching rematch from Game 2, the first wild ride of this series that went 11 innings. If the Dodgers win, there will be a Game 7 tomorrow. In Los Angeles, Jared Max, Fox News.
And don't forget, live special coverage of the World Series Game 6 is tonight right here. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Coverage begins at 6 o'clock. It is 8:36 with Steve and Ted in the morning, and it's time to blur that fine line between news and entertainment. Yes, that's why it's called The Blur. And your host is Jad Chambers. And Jad, I did notice it was Dan Rather's birthday today, former CBS newsman Dan Rather.
Right.
And I saw a quote by him talking about how the line between hard news and entertainment is so far blurred.
Yes.
I was like, yeah, and we named this segment The Blur.
Just because of that thing.
Yes.
Dan Rather.
We got some TV news coming our way.
That's right. Kevin Spacey's show, House of Cards, falling under the weight of his sex scandal and his reputation kind of crumbling as well. Drawn criticism, his House of Cards is being pulled off of Netflix. Tarnishing of the actor's star began over the weekend when a former child actor claimed a drunken Spacey tried to put the moves on him at his home in 1986. Spacey said he was sorry, but in the same apology, he said that he was gay. Usually such revelation wouldn't cause a ruckus at all. But by combining those two facts, Spacey was criticized for suggesting that the confusion about his sexual orientation was to blame for his drunken actions. People are taking exception to that, and now Netflix has pulled House of Cards. Former child star Corey Feldman says he will name names and expose child predators in Hollywood. He's been claiming for years that there's a ring of child predators in Hollywood. Now he's going to tell everybody who those predators are for $10 million. The reason for the price tag, he says, is, he needs money to make a movie.
I'm supposed to do this by making a film that'll be the most honest and true depiction of child abuse ever portrayed.
Yeah. I need $10 million, and then I'll start naming names. Okay. From Corey Feldman there, who was speaking with NBC's Matt Lauer there. Feldman says earlier he was prevented from naming names by publishers, but if he makes the movie, he controls the content. So for $10 million, you get everybody's name on this.
$10 million.
Yeah. So, see if we can start pooling our money together and get Corey Feldman $10 million. That'll be a priority for me, I guarantee. Yeah. we've got, good news for Netflix. According to data released, the Netflix original series Stranger Things, the most tweeted about television show ever. According to data provided to Entertainment Weekly, Stranger Things generated more than 3.7 million tweets in 3 days. The second season dropped at 12 a.m. Pacific on October 27th. It quickly became the hottest topic on the social media site, peaking at 11 a.m. Eastern on the same day with a firestorm of tweets from the fans. So, yeah.
There's more people tweeting about that than Stranger Donuts or whatever that thing is.
Yeah. Whatever it is, yeah. But,
I guess so.
Plenty of people tweeting about Stranger Things. Here's Fox's...
Superior Donuts. That's the name of that sitcom.
Superior
on
Donuts.
CBS.
Yeah.
Superior.
Fox's Michelle Pugliano here with the winners of the 2017 Glamour Women of the Year Award.
Glamour recipients for the annual Women of the Year Awards include U.S. Representative Maxine Waters, TV's Samantha Bee, the organizers of the Women's March, and several other notables, including actress Nicole Kidman, artists Solange Knowles and Patty Jenkins of Wonder Woman all made the list, but no one with a different ideological viewpoint, executive editor Wendy Nagel.
We don't choose people based on their politics.
Saying,
we always try to look at women who are having a special impact this year.
U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley made a global impact this year, but didn't make the list. The November 13th awards include a summit with Chelsea Clinton and Planned Parenthood President Cecil Richards. Michelle Pugliano, Fox News.
Now, during last night's monologue, Conan O'Brien jokes about the IOC, the International Olympic Committee. They were talking about including some new sports.
Mm-hmm.
This is interesting, including some of the sports that they were talking about. Here's Conan O'Brien from last night.
The IOC said they may consider including pole dancing, poker, and foosball in the next Olympic Games. True story, yeah.
Yeah.
They also said it's the first Olympics that will be held in a frat house basement. So.
Yeah, good one there. I thought so anyway. Pole dancing. Yep. Olympic pole dancing. Really?
Maybe.
I like foosball. I mean, I like playing it. I don't think it's a sport in any common sense. This day in music history, Halloween in 1975... this had already been out for a little while, but it became a single.
Mama,
that's right. It was Halloween, 1975. The Queen's epic Bohemian Rhapsody was released as a single off of their 75 album, A Night at the Opera.
Uh-huh.
The song has sold 6.5 million copies worldwide, and of course it's in the Grammy Hall of Fame.
Well, of course it faded away from public's minds for a couple of decades, and then Mike Myers put it in Wayne's World, and all of a sudden
it took off.
Was huge again.
Yeah. All of a sudden everybody knew Bohemian Rhapsody again. I like that song. Of course, I like Queen, and I actually already knew about Bohemian Rhapsody before Wayne's World. which dead celebrities bring in the most money? Well, here's Fox's Michelle Pugliano again with the Forbes list for dead celebrities.
5 million. Michael Jackson made $75 million last year, even though the iconic superstar died 8 years ago. That puts the superstar at the top of the Forbes list of dead celebrities for a fifth year in a row. Due to a new greatest hits album, a Las Vegas Cirque du Soleil show, and a stake in the EMI music publishing catalog. Following Jackson is Arnold Palmer, who brought in $40 million, in part through sales of Arizona Lemonade and iced tea. Palmer is followed by Charles Schulz, the creator of Peanuts, made $38 million. Elvis Presley comes in fourth with $35 million, and Bob Marley ranks fifth with $23 million. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And that's the blur today. Of course, every day, the blur is brought to you by
our good friends at Pizza John's in Derby. They're open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. They have lunch specials, too, every day from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Get yourself a tasty pizza. It's pretty simple. You get in your vehicle, you get down on K-15, and you stop and pull in right there at 208 South Baltimore, and you are in for a real treat. It is super tasty. We love it. It's one of our favorite places to eat. Pizza John's in Derby! It's 8:43 with Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Tell you about a deer who got into some Halloween problems and how that got fixed. Entertainment news is finished, and we move on with more Halloween treats on your way. Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.